there are many things that I would want to say. Unfortunately, I'm sure I'm not going to remember them by the time we have to pull into McDonald's and dump all of our Canadian change on some good old-fashioned American greasy food. There were twice as many entries into the demo compa this year, and although not all of them were shown, all of them were better in at least some way. I mean, there were the obvious, like, stupid entries. The very first entry had exquisite code and some fairly decent design ideas. It was very, very clever in that absolutely everything was faked. Because I am. I'm just rambling. Let me. No, I just want to ramble.
Okay, sorry, fine. Great.
You American lamer?
Hey.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll switch gears. I
second demo.
I find myself wishing. Well, initially I found myself wishing that I was a couple of years younger and not as. And I hope Melissa doesn't take this the wrong way. I found myself, if she ever hears this, I found myself wishing that I was not as old as I was, and not as emotionally attached to Melissa, and having started younger and stayed in school. Although, to be perfectly honest, if my life hadn't have occurred, including meeting, going out, and marrying Melissa, I most likely would not be here on the way back, driving back from a competition where I took third place. I have to obviously credit Fred, of course, from Overthrow Machine, from OTM. Obviously, without his engine and without Necrosis music, I wouldn't have been inspired to try to assemble the thing in the first place. But without my prior experiences, I would certainly not be coming back if it weren't for Christopher to keep me interested and Melissa to bolster my confidence. I would not have had enough confidence to create something, follow it all the way through, and have it there. So in retrospect, I'm probably very happy with the path my life has taken me, and I certainly wouldn't want to go back and change anything. Maybe I would have stayed in school, learned a little bit more about goddamn trigonometry, done 3D like 2 years earlier, but it's not so bad. Maybe take an assembly course and I'd have to teach myself the fucking thing. Maybe I'd be programming in P-mode ASM and be some fucking lead dude instead of a Pascal 60-bit real-mode lamer. Ooh, 16-bit protective mode. 64K segments, but boy, I sure do have a lot of them. Look at all those segments. They sure are party. Let's go make a good demo. That reference is putting the cruise control on. Let me set my cruise control. So I'll be cruising at a modest 55 miles an hour, just to be on the safe side.
That is 65?
Yeah, I probably should go 65. Ooh. Hit the wrong button on the cruise control. Started to slow down.
That sure is the wrong button. It sure is. You stupid fool.
Anyhow.
Y'all can put it.
All goofiness aside, last year I was in the Cosmic / Renaissance room, afraid to talk to Necros, approaching Phoenix and asking, who are you and who are all those guys? He told me I'm Phoenix of Cosmic, and I didn't think anything else of it at all, like one bit. Cruise control accelerating. There we go. Did not even approach. It took me forever to even try to approach Basehead and talk to him, and acted really stupidly when I did. Did not approach Necros at all. And all sorts of other stuff. The only conversation I was able to strike up last year was with Daredevil. This year, I find myself in the Hornet room is evidently the place to be. In the Hornet room, we had Hornet, we had most of Renaissance, and Cosmic. There was a Cosmic room, but since Malcolm didn't come and do the organizing, it seems as if his group falls apart when he's not there. So we were pretty much the Hornet room. We had some Cosmic members. We were the Renaissance room. And we were the FM room, although FM would be consisting of Basshead and Necros. Jack was walking around continuously. I don't think he actually slept in our room. This year was probably the most I could have hoped for. Tran, formerly a Renaissance, real name Thomas Pytel, legend, supposedly, well, pretty much legend in the American demo scene, certainly. And if Psy is number one of the Finns, Tran is most obviously the number one of America. Coder, of course, of the initial protected mode assembler shell that many people use. The coder of the very first 8-channel tracker for the PC. Coder of the first and to date only hybrid of a tracker and an FM player for some really nice music if you have a Sound Blaster. Came to Nade. As soon as he walked in the door and turned and followed, and he was approached, followed by Daredevil. And Mike, Daredevil's friend, who I thought that they had gone to pick him up, turned the corner, started walking down toward our room, and just kept on going. But because he was mobbed, completely mobbed. And now I understand why he probably doesn't go to compos, because, well, first of all, he seemed like he just doesn't care. And second of all, this happens. He gets utterly, completely mobbed. He came back, and I asked him if I could take a picture. I asked it very awkwardly, so I probably came across as some really stupid lamer. If I could take a picture. And he said, I'll think about it. I said, well, that's okay. You know, it's not a big deal. And he said, no, really, I'll think about it. Later on, he thought about it. The decision was no, but at least he thought about it. Later on, I said, hey, I'll give you a free CD if I can take your picture. And he's like, nope. Which is relatively funny. If no pictures of Tran ever service, although four or five were supposedly taken, Tran is best described as Robert Patrick with a ponytail. Robert Patrick, of course, being the actor who played the bad guy in Terminator 2, the T-1000, if I remember the name correctly. I just find it odd that even before, I think, our first official demo was on the big screen and getting a rating, or at least a placement, people were considering us as like one of the... I was greeted several times by people like coming up. They're like Jackie led some people to me, and they're like, you know, I said it in your Trickster, and they're like, ooh, lead us to him, and they're like, oh my God, I met Trickster, and then like left, and that was it. Or you know, all-time coder of the scene and blah, blah, blah. I mean, people were dumbfounded. Probably the same way I approached Tran, people were dumbfounded when they approached me. I'm not amazing. I'm not incredible. I just have hung out on the internet in a demo presence anyway for the last 3 years, and I'm just some guy. I'm just some guy. That's what I can't get over. We're all just some people. You know, it's nice to be appreciated, but I find some of the awe and amazement. Well, then I can't really talk because I used to do the same thing. I don't know if this happened to any of the other members of Hornet. I'm sure that it also helped that we had really cool shirts. To describe the shirts, in case this is 10 years in the future and all the shirts get lost, they were black shirts with an H on the back with a circle surrounding the H. It almost looked like the anarchy symbol with the top of the A split apart. Some of the jokes were that it was anarchy, or another joke was that since people continuously came to us for help, they thought it was help, the big H was help. It was nice having a shirt and being recognized, and it was certainly very easy to find the other members of our group that way. I find myself dwindling down. I seem to have lost most of the punch of what I wanted to say. I just found it very interesting and appropriate. I now feel like I've officially had my quote-unquote, as Andy Warhol would put it, my 15 minutes of fame. As a result, Melissa is expecting a baby due January 25th. We'll see what happens with that. Now is the time when I'm supposed to officially either slow down or step out of the demo scene. I will never, ever hack the world. I will never, ever step out of the demo scene. I will certainly tone it down. I think that I might find it hard to meet strict deadlines because the demo... took about 3 hours a night. Monday, let's say 4 hours, let's say 4 days a week, 3 hours a night. Actually, five days a week, 3 hours a night for the past 4 months. And I came home and ate the dinner that Melissa provided for me, which was wonderful, and then just instantly started coding. And I'm sure she got very lonely. So my life will start taking a much larger part in my life, in my real life. And demo coding will now become my free time. A couple of things I resolved to do is get better and produce better stuff without working harder, which will come with experience. There's actually a lot of stuff that you obviously go stale when you haven't done it in a while. A lot of stuff was coming back to me, and I improved on a lot of stuff. Having coded the demo, which was good. So practice. And I have a feeling that the same holds for tracking as well, although other people can tell you about that. Hope I'm not wearing out the batteries or being injudicious in my use of tape. I'm speaking so much because I'm hoping that a copy of this tape will be made, and I'll get it, and I can transcribe what I'm saying. And I also resolved to release a demo, or maybe an intro. I mean, intros used to announce BBSs and stuff. I mean, I did a small little text one, but I'd like to do, you know, I might actually put myself through a regimen of code optimization, because the intro that I've got now is, it's 11K. It's an 11K COM file, although it's not really a COM file. It's an 11K EXE file, and it's got an ANSI, some copper stuff, and music, and a music player. And I'm going to try to optimize that down to no more than 1K past the size of the music player, and ANSI. And it should be possible. I can't believe that it wouldn't be. Once that's done, I'm going to try to convert the entire thing into assembler. I should really learn how to do pure assembler one of these days. I already have mastered assembler pretty much. I just need to figure out, you know, what do you put at the top of an assembler file, and what do you put at the end, and how do you link it to...